B'tachon for Life, Shir 1026, Thursday, Parshias Nitzavim Vayelach. Today's Shir has been generously sponsored, L'schus Refuah Shleima, Yehuda Zev Ben Chana, a grandson who is donating part of his liver to his grandfather, and his schus for a shidduch for Alter Aaron David Ben Rachel Zisel. The schus of Limud HaTorah and Chizik of thousands and thousands of listeners throughout the globe, and the schus of thousands of lives that have been changed, should Be'ezer Hashem bring them both, Refuas and Yeshuas Bekarev, B'seich Shar Yisrael. We've been discussing that various people said that they tried to have B'tachin and they were not Zeicha to the Yeshua, and we explained how to view it. We just wanted to mention that one listener called up approximately 2 weeks ago and left a message about a Yeshua that they did experience. This woman said that she had a child, a son, that she wanted to get into yeshiva, and there was no logical derech hateva dik away that he should be able to get into the yeshiva that he wanted to get into. They simply needed an ace. But she kept telling herself with the psukim of Yeshe B'Seser, the Rebbeinu Shalom's taking care, Be'ezer Hashem, he's going to get into the yeshiva, everything's going to be okay. And she kept repeating it and saying it over to herself and repeating the psukim and the concepts. And she really felt like she's going to have the Yeshua Be'ezer Hashem. And her son was going to camp. And her son said he didn't even have a faher. How in the world is he going to get into the yeshiva? But she told him, don't worry, you're going to have a faher. And Be'ezer Hashem, everything's going to be good. And that's what happened. It came in a natural way. She didn't elaborate exactly how it happened, but it came in a natural way, like we say many times. The Rebbeinu Shalom can send seemingly impossible Yeshuas in a very possible and probable manner. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu does it. We can't necessarily figure it out before it happens, but the Rebbeinu Shalom has endless ways to be able to send Yeshuas, b'derech hateva. And that's exactly what happened. Baruch Hashem, her son got the faher and got into the yeshiva that he wanted to go to. And let's analyze this story a little bit. The key to this story is the fact that he was going to camp. And basically the options were running out. And that's something very important to keep in mind. Because many times the reason why people don't see the Yeshua is because at the last moment in the 11th hour, they jump ship. The last moment they see the Yeshua is not coming, and they said, okay, I wasn't Zeicha to the Yeshua. Sometimes a person is not Zeicha to the Yeshua, like we said. It's not a guarantee unless you have 100% B'tachin. But many, many, many times, if a person holds on, he will see the Yeshua. And the Rebbeinu Shalom might push you until the 11th hour to demonstrate your B'tachin. Are you willing to hold on? Even though your son is going to camp, even though it seems like there is no way out, are you going to give up, or are you going to say the Rebbeinu Shalom can still send the Yeshua? Those last moments, the 11th hour, is the turning point, or can be the turning point. And that's something we have to remember. Even if we're getting pushed against the wall, the last moment, when the final opportunity for it to happen is taking place, and we still hold on, that can be the defining moment to be Zeicha to the Yeshua. If we can hold on even at the end, that Zchus can and Be'ezer Hashem will bring us the Yeshua.